Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for the Amma Yoshev B'tzion, and particularly Cholim Gilan Golan Ben Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvora, Lisha Ben Ruti, David Ben Ziva, Yezu Chaim Ben Esther Sima, Ben Yamin Simcha Ben Lina Minya, Psach Shechol Yisrael, Nachagid Abbas B'chaim Tzvi, B'chol Yitzhak Chotzim Olam Meilea. And as we begin now, weeks of Shovivim, this year it's Shovivim Tat. It's a Shana Meuberet. So we have a lot of time to work in Yanei Kedusha. Rabbi Rabbi say, what am I supposed to tell you? How much the world needs in Yanei Kedusha. It is just absolutely gefährlich what's going on in the world today when it comes to Yanei Kedusha and Tahara. Just to give an example of what's going on in the world. According to the statistics, every second, 28,258 users are watching Znus on the internet. Every second, 372 people are typing the word adult into a search engine. Every second, over $3 million is being spent. Or that's over $3,000, whatever it is. A lot of money every second on the internet. Every day, 37 pornographic videos are created. 2.5 billion emails containing pornography are sent or received. 68 million search queries related to pornography. 25% of total searches are generated. 116,000 queries every day related to child pornography. 40 million Americans regularly visit pornography sites. I'm just saying, one-third of pornography viewers are female. And, of course, does terrible things. It increases the odds of teenage pregnancy. It hinders sexual development. Raises the risk of depression. It increases the marital infidelity rate by over 300%. 47% of families, 2010, reported that pornography is a problem in their home. 68% of divorce cases involve one party meeting a new paramour over the internet, while 56% involve one party having obsessive interest in pornographic websites. But I say these are just some of the statistics, and to think that it doesn't apply to firm people, of course it applies to otherwise firm people. And we mamish need to make a tikkun, and this is mamish what they call hardcore pornography, you know, the real stuff. But for B'nai Torah, just a woman wearing a sleeveless shirt, right? That's also for us. That's mamish pornography. A woman wearing a miniskirt. All of these things, looking at these things, are znus for us. And that's, you know, every single male in the world is looking at that. I mean, just about, right? And we, Klal Yisrael, are Am Kadosh L'Hashem Elokecha. We're holy. And that's the last Nisayan before Bias HaMashiach is in Yanei Znus. To be Matir, to be elevate ourselves in Kedusha. That's the last Nisayan. That's where Reb Tzadik says. So we are going to be studying Mirtz Hashem over Shovivim in Yanei Kedusha to elevate ourselves, to be holier, and thereby elevating the world. Because our Maisim are Mashpi on the world, and our Limud is Mashpi on the world, not only on ourselves, of course on ourselves, but on the world as well. So there's a Chelik of Tzidkas HaTzadik, the Chelik Shlishi, where he talks about Tikkun HaBris, fixing the Bris Mila, so hopefully we'll see some of that. Hopefully we'll see other sources. There's so much to learn, so much to do. And the Iker, obviously, Lo HaMedrash Iker Ela HaMaise. Says, Morenu V'Rabbeinu Moran Rabbi Tzadok HaKoin Milublin Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh L'Vroche. Bimei HaNeurim, in the youth of man, Ritzichas HaTaiva, the firing, the burning of Taiva, of illicit desire, for pritzus, for licentiousness, for forbidden relations, misgaberes, is very strong in a person's heart. Be'oz, if he's not misgaber, then in his yetzer, marbe chatoim mitzad ha-yetzer hara rachmana litzlan. He is going to do many, many sins. He's going to be poigein bris because of the hisgaberes hataiva, because of the empowering of his illicit desires. And these sins are called in the Sifrei Kadmonim Chatois Ne'urim, based on the Lashon of the Pasuk in Psalms 25:7, Chatois Ne'urai Ufshoai Al Tizkor. The sins of my youth and the Pshaim, don't remember. What is the Chatois Ne'urai? Hainu Bohitzoas Zera Levatola V'ri'iyas Keri, as Rabbeinu says later on. Os Reish Mem Hei. And see also in Yisrael Kedoshim Os Yud, in Divrei Chalomos Os Gimel, and the Pritzadik HaMishpatim Os Dalet. So this sin of Pagam HaGbris is called Chatos, when you receive that concept in a Sefer, Chatos Neurim. And this sin of Chatos Neurim, of Hotzah Zera Levatola, we ask Keri, in other words, they call masturbation. Haya b'dor ha'mabul, k'mo shenamar ki yetzer lev ha'odam ra minu'urov. So that's the sin of Ne'urim. The sin of Ne'urim is Hoitzas Zera Levatola. And that was predominant in the Dor HaMabul. Rashi in Meseches Shabbos 41a, Zekil Kulo Shel Dor HaMabul Moitzim Shechvas Zera Levatola. Like it says in the Pasuk, Ki Hishchiz Kol Bosar Es Darko Alo Oretz. And that was Mitzad Hara, Sheyesh b'koach yimei ha'ne'urim. That's the ra. V'gam kein misugol misagel tov harbe mitzad hayetzel toiv. However, the koach ha'ne'urim also enables a lot of good because of the yetzer tov, because of good cheshek. Right, a Yetzer is a creative power. So the Yetzer Hara is that one's using one's creativity for bad. That's why it's a Yetzer. It's related particularly to Shechva, to Zera, because there is nothing in the world that's more creative than seed. So that's the Yetzer. And this Yetzer can also be for Tov, it can also create good. So you use it for good, for cheshkas l'divrei Torah. Instead of having a desire for forbidden relations, you have a desire for Torah. V'zeh hoya l'dor ha'midbar. Moshinamar v'zacharti loch chesed neuraich. And that's what they had in the generation of the desert. I remember the chesed of your youth. Again, we're talking about neurim. Neurim is a special time. Youth is a special time. That's a time when potentially one can give in to the Yetzer Hara and get addicted to being Motzi Zera Levatola, or one can get addicted to the Yetzer HaTov and immerse oneself in Kedusha and Tahara and feel good about himself and be creative in that way and be Mechadish Kedushei Torah. That's another type, a holy type of creativity. So they had such a cheshek to follow Moshe and Aaron, that was their chesed neuraich. And the nefashos of the Dor HaMidbar, heim atzmam oisam hanefashos, k'mo she'amru b'zohar Pinchos, reish tes zayin. Sof amud aleph, v'reish amud beis ayin sham. D'hayu ru'uyim l'kabel Torah, b'mabul ilu zachu, v'nishmas Moshe ha'isa sham. In other words, like this. You have the neshamas of the Dor HaMabul, and they were worthy of receiving the Torah. And it says, Moshe min haTorah minayin, b'shagam hu basar, it's 120 shana, it's a b'shagam is gematria Moshe. Moshe's soul was in the Dor HaMabul, and the rain that was falling was supposed to be Gishmei Baracha, and that's Torah. Torah relates to Geshem. It says in Tainus that the day of rain is so great. It's like the day the Torah was given. So this was a time, potentially, of Kabbalah HaTorah. Unfortunately, it wasn't in the end. It was great potential. It was great creative potential. Didn't work out. Fakert, they got the Mabul. But those same souls came back in the door of the Midbar. and they were taka makabel Torah. And the Nishmas Moshe was already in the Dor HaMabul, and then Befoal, it came in the Dor HaMidbar. So that potential for Torah can be used in the good way for Torah, or it could be used in the bad way for Ra. So that's what the Yetzer is. The Yetzer is a Cheshek. It's this creative desire, and it can be used for good or for bad. And that's Ne'urim, Kinar Yisrael Vo'aveyu. Jewish people are a lad. The lad is a time of Cheshek. Ne'urim is Lashon Hisoirus. One is aroused. One could be aroused for Znus, and one could be aroused for Torah. That's the Chesed Ne'urayich, as opposed to Chatas Ne'urim. V'dorish al-Mashiach Oziyah Pam Gimel Oso Dor. And then comes the generation of the Messiah, and that's going to be again the Dor HaMabul, Dor HaMidbar, and then they're going to reappear in the Dor of Mashiach. Besod, and that's the secret of Mashanem, or what it says in Tehillim 103:5, be renewed like the eagle of your youth. It says in the Tikkuni Zohar and Tikkun Yudches, Lamed Vav Amud Beis, that this pasuk is talking about the Shechina. It's talking about Knesset Yisrael, that it's going to be Mischadesh Bevias HaMashiach, Bevechinas Ne'urim. We're going to become young again and filled with desire. Vaz Yeh Tikkun HaGamur, and then it's going to be the complete Tikkun of the Nefashos that are Bevechinas Ne'urim. Shebaos, that these nefashos that are called Neurim, be'irbuvya, chatas Neurim, v'chesed Neurim. There's going to be this mixture, this gemishach, as they say in Spanish, of chatas Neurim that they had in the Dor amid Amabu. They were all destroyed. And the chesed Neuraich, chesed Neurim, that they have in the Dor of the Midbar, that they followed God. V'atoiv, is Gaber al Ra, the good is going to be Misgaber, and it's going to V'yevchu L'toiv, and all these nefashos are going to be transformed into complete good. V'deshe muva b'zohar Noach u'v'tikunim, and with this we understand what it says in the Zohar in Parashas Noach, Ayin Beis Amid Beis, Ke'ein ze b'tikunim, in the Tikkuni Zohar, Ka'techa mei kashta, when you see the rainbow in the sky with a shiny face, wait for the coming of the Messiah. And that's because Sha'keshes hu os bris. The keshes is a sign of the covenant between God and his creations. As it says in Bereishis 9:13, V'hayel os bris, it's going to be the sign between me and the earth. And that's what protects us neged on sheichatas ne'urim. Like it says, v'ayab banani anan ala aretz, when there's this cloud on the earth, Rashi says to bring destruction to the earth, v'nirasa hakeshes be'anan. And then you're going to see the rainbow, v'zacharti es brisi, it says in the pasuk, v'lo yadamayim l'mabul, there's going to be no more mabul. The mabul is an oinesh, is a punishment for chatas ne'urim. And then there, if so, through it, אפשר להבחין את מצב הדור בשמירת הברית כראוי. So through the keshes, you're able to see what's the situation of the gender. Are we guarding the bris or not? That's going to be the sign, the keshes, and that's why v'darish el Mashiach, where the Chesed Ne'urim is going to be transformed from the Chatas Ne'urim of the Dor HaMabul, yeah, the sign is going to be Ba'an Pinehirin, with a shiny face, Be'ha'oras Panim, that's An Pinehirin, with God's countenance, Sha'ashem Yitbarach Me'ir Eneihem, Ladat Kisar Avunam, God is shining his face to show that their sin has gone away. And they were miskaper, the gamrei of this pagam. And What's going to be revealed is Ve'amech kulam tzadikim, and we know that in Kabbalah, a tzadik is a shomer bris. So that's going to be the ultimate tikkun when we're transformed into tzadikim, into shomer habris. I just want to add the Gemara in Sota, 36b. It says about Yosef at tzadik, Vateshev be'etan kashto, and his bow abode firm. So, what's the bow? Rabbi Yochanan says the name of Meir, Sheshava kashto le'sanai. That his bow, what's his bow? Rashi says, Shichvas zaro, al shem sheyore kechetz. It's talking about a shichvas zaro, the bow, because it shoots out like an arrow. So, he overcame his desire. And then Pasuk continues, Yefozu Zura Yadav, so Noatz Yadav Bekarka, and then the Shechva Zera came out, Mibein Tziporne Yadav. So the Shechva Zera ended up coming out between his fingernails, but Rashi says, V'nismach alein k'dei sheyaseh sevitu ritzav yavar toi gif yitzri, one it is. He wanted to overcome his desire. It was a tremendous taiba that he had, and he overcame it. But the point that I wanted to make was that that's why he dug his hands into the karka. But the point I wanted to make was that the keshes, Rashi says, is referring to his osam makom. So that's very apt. That's the sign HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give us. It's going to be smiling at us, showing that we've been misgaber in this Yetzer, and now HaKadosh Baruch Hu is ready to bring the Geula. So Chazal say, when you see Melchamas coming to the world, Tzapeh L'Ragel B'Shel Mashiach. And here we just learned that if you see the Anpei Nehirim when the Keshes is shining, so wait for Mashiach. That means we're back on the Madrig of Tzadikim. So we should be zochem mirtzei Hashem to see Mashiach tzidkenu b'mehirah v'yameinu, and mirtzei Hashem will continue next time. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.